Welcome back to Living Today, heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. Once again, here's your host, Charisse Irons.
Good morning once again, Marilyn, and thank you once again for joining us. This is your host, CEO and founder of Irons Group LLC on Living Today, and we are still talking about the love of a father and his daughter. And we still have Dan in the studio with us. Thank you so much, Dan, for doing this.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. So you were sharing a brief story about co-parenting earlier, and what I wanted you to do is kind of just share that story again, because your daughters are older now.
Yeah, they are. Our middle daughter, during Christmas, right before Christmas, had outpatient surgery at a local hospital. So, of course, we're both there. And it's a three-hour procedure, and there's a post-op and all that type of stuff. And so she had the procedure. We were both with her when she went under, you know, said, you know, we'll see you when you get out. And then when we went back to the waiting room, she was working and I was working. I realized I was out of power on my laptop. I was sitting with mom the whole time, and then I had to go over here. I got to go over here and plug in, get, because I got work to do. We have a couple hours. Well, time flies, and the doctor comes out, and he sees me, and he gravitates toward me, and I go, hold on, doc. I got to get mom over here. So mom comes over, and immediately before he said anything, goes, listen, we're not your typical ex. We get along great. So we're not sitting apart because we don't want to be with each other. He had to plug in and I had to plug in. I just think that's a great story.
And I think that is a great story because even though, and get this, your daughters are in their 20s now. These are women. Yes. They're not teenagers anymore. These are women we're talking about. And you all are still collaborating and working together. Yeah. Both. That's what I heard. Both of you were at the hospital. Both of you were there to listen and to hear what the doctor had to say. Both of you were present. And I think one of the things I would definitely want to emphasize this morning is that as a father of a daughter, even if you have other kids, but right now we're just focusing on daughters, it is very important for you to be present. You know, those acts of doing something, for me, that's huge. When it comes to love, I always say it's a verb, like you said, it's actions. And your daughters are paying attention to that. Oh, and good luck for any guy that's trying to marry any of Dan's daughters. Just saying.
And also in those circumstances, because they're girls, I always defer to mom first. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be one of those situations we have to all be involved, but I always defer to her. Mm-hmm. I always kind of have her in an elevated position because she is mom.
Right.
And she's a great mom. But, you know, that mother-kid relationship is unlike anything.
Right.
I'm a dad. I love it. I'm proud of it. But mother-daughter, even mother-son, there's nothing like that on earth.
That's true. You're speaking to a mother of a son. Yes, that's a very special relationship, that bond between a parent and a child. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, they were saying that the cruelest thing that one of the things that fosters alienation between a child and her parent, or the father and the daughter, is the selfish acts that a parent can do is alienate the child or separate the child from their parent. So you have three daughters, and I know somebody's going to get married eventually.
So I have one engaged right now.
Oh, okay. So what do you think about that? Like, where's your head when it comes to your daughter getting married or all of your daughters getting married? You know, how does that make you feel, you know?
I mean, it's going to happen. And frankly, I've kind of a lot of confidence because of who they are. They're not getting their worth from this other person. They're not getting their dignity, their value from this other person. They're entering into relationships and partnerships. And my oldest daughter is engaged. She'll be married later this year in November. And he's a tremendous young man who just adores her. Even a little bit more than Arcido, a little bit more than we think, but it's just a little surprising, his level of adoration to her. And that's a little joke.
Yeah.
That's just a little joke. And then our middle daughter, she's been in a relationship with a guy for like 4 or 5 years. And it's a very functional, healthy relationship.
Wow. And I have to say, I would have to think, I don't think I'm guessing. I'm just going to say, I think that your daughters are able to attract these guys or these kind of men because of who you've made them to be. They know they're, because of you, really, their self-worth
and their
mom.
Yeah, yes.
So their self-worth and their value doesn't come from this other person because
that's
you all have already
true.
Given it to them. And I think, but I know you're going to probably be a little, you know, are you going to be crying on wedding day, Dan? I think.
I'll have to see. You know, maybe the dance, you know, things of that nature. And when we start to go through this and the dress and all the things you have to do and plan, I'm telling their mother, mom, I said, listen, we got two more of these. So this doesn't have to be perfect. As long as she's happy with it, we can show off at two more of these.
So first one is a practice.
Well, it's not so much a practice. If she's happy, that's all I care about.
Okay, good.
But you know, getting back to their decision-making process and all that type of stuff, they know implicitly and explicitly I trust them. And that's really a big key to this. You know, that I trust them. You have the ability to make critical analysis. That's one thing that's really lacking in the world today.
Right.
That's one thing I try to really instill with them, is to let them know you're able to do this. You're able to think through this. You're able to make the proper decisions. If you need my help, I'm always here. You know, mom's always here. But you're able to do this. So I think the trust is really a big deal.
Okay, so trust. Did you? I forgot to ask you this earlier, but did you ever have any specific dates? Did you have like month dates that you had with each daughter? Did you do things like that with them as they were growing up? Or do you still do it now?
I mean, you know, they're all kind of out of the house now, and they're all doing their thing. So not so much now. When we get together, they know how special it is to me, and it's also for them too. Yeah, we had father-daughter dances that we did, and my youngest can tell you a story about one in particular. And then she started laughing, and she'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to bore you guys here today. But yeah, we did things. And like when the oldest was getting the age, she could pal around mom and go shopping, and then the younger ones I would take and go to the park and stuff like that. We always went to strengths,
okay,
you know, and give the other opportunity to stuff that might be special interest to that parent.
Okay. So were you present for the choosing of the dress? Did they invite you?
Oh, yes. Okay. We were there for the second fitting when it looked like she narrowed it down to a couple. And it was each of the daughters were there. Mom was there. Her mom, who's my mother-in-law, was there. So we get to catch up and we have a lot of fun together.
I think that's so cool because I don't know how many fathers actually go with their daughter to their dress fitting for their wedding. And I think that's fantastic that you were able to do that.
Yeah. And I just, you know, and this is the God's honest truth. Anything she put on, she looked great. And she's dark complected. I'm kind of pale. My middle daughter's kind of pale like me, but she's darker complected. My oldest daughter, she's got like a Mediterranean look. We don't know where it came from, but it came from somewhere. And I just said, I think anything you put on would look good. And the lady who owned the dress shop goes, you're 100% correct.
See, and that is so, that's a lot of just building her up. And you're still doing it now. And I think that that's really important. It ties right into what I was going to say next is that, you know, there's an author, his name is Gary Thomas, and he says that he wrote this book called Sacred Parenting. And demonstrating love for your daughter should include affirmations, prayers, intercession, time and support, displaying affection and affirming their character. And I think what you've done is that's pretty much what you've done, you know, with throughout their lives and making sure that they have everything they need, that they know that they're loved, that you value them. So any final thoughts before, you know, we close out today that you would like to leave with dads out there that are fathers of daughters?
There's a saying, this is actually a movie and the title really kind of caught me. It's called The Magic of Ordinary Days. What you want to do, the ordinary things you want to make extraordinary. It's not the big trips to Disney World. It's not that big stuff. It's the day-to-day little stuff that you do. The stories you share, the laughs you have, the learning lessons, those are the things that are really the fundamentals of a really sound relationship.
That is fantastic. So, guys, you heard it here first. I just want to take this time to say thank you, Dan, for coming on the show and talking about the love of a father and a daughter. So if you're a dad and you have daughters out there, these are the things that you want to do. You know, take time, spend time with them, be engaged and communicate and let those girls know that you value and love them. Thank you so much for joining us again this week on Living Today. This is your host, CEO and founder, Charisse Irons, and I'll see you right back here next week. Have a great Sunday.